Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is TAN Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on, ladies.
Hi, everybody, and it's 6:07 on your drive time home. I'm Dawn Reese with HollywoodConnections.biz on the TANTalkNetwork.com. You can watch us live on the internet. Yvonne, it is so good to have you back here.
I'm happy to be here.
I know you've been traveling.
Yes, I missed it.
I know, mm-hmm. And it's so good. We have such an exciting show. And we also want to thank our new, actually, we have some VIP guests in the house. And announce yourself, who you are.
Mario Lanza.
And Michael Lanza.
Now, where did I see you guys, both of you?
At a talent show in Largo.
That's right. I saw this last-minute talent show when I went over, and I said, whoever is going to be the winner is going to be live on the radio, and here you are a couple weeks later. And what did you win? You won this big check.
$150.
Well, that's cool. I know.
That's nice.
It was a nice big check. It was like not a little, they gave you a big sign check. That was pretty cool. And Dad, introduce yourself as well.
Well, I am Michael Antonio Lanza. I've always enjoyed singing since I'm a little boy. That came from my dad. Mm. And I think Mario, just by living in the house and listening to me and Grandpa, has gotten very fond of some music that many 10-year-olds would not normally like.
Is that in your DNA?
I think it is.
Well, what we're going to do, Mario, we're going to take it away with you right now. And what are you going to sing for us?
Twilight Time.
Twilight Time, are you ready?
Yes.
Do I have to say it? Action, 3, 2, 1. Okay, action. 3, 2, 1, you're live on 5 stations.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. Here, in the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again, as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me, like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me, of dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. Here, in the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again, as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me, like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me, of dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
Wow. And how old are you?
10.
Wow. Now you went over to CVF Productions and you got the call back. And we have an agent for you as well. We're super excited. It's a SAG agent. So that's what Hollywood Connections does.
Yes, it does. You know what he reminded me of?
Hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Ooh,
you know why?
Why?
Because Michael can sing songs that is they are related to older people, but you can still feel it through a child's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he reminded me of him.
And you know what's really super cool? Your dad also sings, too. And you play bad piano. Really good, Iman.
Yes.
Amazing.
Have you been in a studio? Have you been in a studio taping your voice? You need to do that.
We're working on that. I know I got some ideas.
Okay.
I do. And introduce your father, and he's going to sing next for us. We're going to do a live a cappella here. And then we have a call in, hopefully from Las Vegas. I don't know yet. Is he on yet?
He's not on yet.
Okay, we're going to give him a call in a minute. I'm going to text you the number. And introduce your dad.
His name is Michael Lanza. He's a great dad, and I love him, and he sings really good.
All right, and take it away. And what are you going to sing for us?
I had to give him $2 for that.
Oh, no.
I think I'd like to do That's Amore.
All right.
Oh, I love that.
Yep, there we go.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and we'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazzle, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore, amore, that's amore. Thank you.
Wow.
I asked you, did you have an Italian background?
Again, just being raised in a very traditional Italian family, I didn't even know certain words in English until I was 8-9 years old. Say them in like scola macaroon.
Okay.
I didn't even know was a strainer or a colander.
Because I was in Italy.
Oh,
yes.
And we're going in June, as a matter of fact. Mario has not been there. I've been several times.
I love Italy. It's wonderful.
That's nice.
You know why I love it so much?
Why?
Because they always tell me when I'm walking in the street that I'm beautiful.
Oh, nothing wrong with
that.
Yes, they always tell me. They pull me over to the side.
I just have one of my sisters, Annette, went to Italy and was very disappointed because she said she didn't get pinched.
Yes, they do pinch you.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Now, you have a kind of a thing that you have to prove your name. Now, a lot of people don't know the name. And explain why. Now, you have a passport. Now, tell everybody your full name.
Mario Sanjay Lanza.
And people ask you why it's related to somebody, right? Or somebody famous?
Indian. Mario Lanza was a famous opera singer.
Oh, yeah,
Mario Lanza. Yes, he was. I know about that.
Yes. He was from Philadelphia.
Yes, he was.
And a lot of people don't know this, and we always help them with some education.
Okay.
He was born Alfredo Cocosa is his legal name. He loved his mother so much, Maria.
Okay.
So he changed Maria to Mario.
Oh.
And her maiden name was Lanza.
Okay.
So he created the stage name
Mario Lanza. I used to love to hear him sing, yes.
Wow. Well, you know, in the meantime, we have some super exciting things happening with Hollywood Connections. You know, we have Yvonne coming up on the 24th and 25th, the Seafood Festival, I have to tell everybody.
Okay.
And that's going to be over here in Dunedin. And we have a table for Tan Talk Radio. We also have on the 17th a Jam Fest that's coming up.
Okay.
And we're really excited about that, too. So we're going to be looking for talent over there. So you're more than welcome, Yvonne, to join us over there, and all the talk show hosts from the Tan Talk Network. We're really excited to have that opportunity.
Thank you.
As well. And so, Peter, can we actually, can we go to, I'm going to go to my favorite song right now. And I'm going to give Mr. Vegas a call and see what happens. And Peter's going to play something. We're going to be right back and enjoy my favorite music. Think of yourself sitting on the beach or the sailboat like I do. And enjoy my favorite music.
Oh, you're just making everybody jealous.
We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz.
Seafire and gold, I have none to give to you. Material things, I have none to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have none to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection, yeah. Oh. It's been a long time we've been together, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dream, dreamland. Love and I, love and I.
What's been what I've been doing all week, Yvonne? My grandson is in town from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And for some reason, you know, when I was a flight attendant, it was easier to fly back and forth places. You know, you just show your ID, you hop on a plane, stand by. And now that he's in town, he's been taking up all my time, which is great, and I love it. And I want to give a shout out to DinosaurWorld.com because I took him for a memory maker over there. And Janet, thank you so much. And Mario, you said you've been to Dinosaur World as well.
Yeah.
And what do you like about Dinosaur World?
Oh, my God, it's so great. I just love digging for the little fossils with the dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, he did that, too. It was so cool, Yvonne. And it's, you know, over here in Tampa, and it is, you know, in the morning. It opens about 9 to, you know, late afternoon. But DinosaurWorld.com, you can go there. I would highly suggest you take your family, but I want to tell you, you better know your dinosaurs. You know, because you buy your children some dinosaur books or something, they better know. Because there was a contest, and he was so cool because little Wyatt sat there. He's 7 years old, and he kept raising his hand, and he won the boys' contest and knew everything about dinosaurs.
Beautiful.
So anyways, but you better know your dinosaurs out there.
Before you go. Okay.
Yeah, and great photo backdrops and everything, which was really cool. So again, shout out to dinosaurworld.com here in Tampa, the concierge segment of the show, Fun Things to Do in Florida. And also, too, is in the meantime, we also want to tell you, you know, Mark Mullen casting, I just read on my Facebook. Do you know that he's seeking for real families for a Disney Cruise Lines Star Wars commercial? Do you know what the rate pays? Oh, take a guess. Don't, you didn't, just guess.
$2,000?
$8,000 per family.
Wow.
I know. So if you're interested in this casting, this is what we do, Yvonne. This is for families. And it's so funny. I've been sending it to some of my other friends, and they're like, oh, Dawn, they need new families. We've already been on those.
Okay.
Which is cool. $8,000, Peter. Disney Cruise for a casting.
Very nice.
I know. Mm. Can I just like rent a family? I'll just take.
Yes.
Why not? Sure. Let's do that.
I was thinking about creating one.
I know. We could do that. Just set our photos in. It would be so cool.
Yes, beautiful.
And so anyways, but I'm waiting for a VIP guest to call in. We've got some other exciting guests here as well. And we have tax season still. Is it still going on, right, Yvonne?
Oh, of course.
So we got to play that tax commercial.
It's coming to the very important part. April, I think it's April 15th or 16th, so everybody's going to be going, trying to get their taxes done before then.
Right, and without Madison Tax Service,
yes,
we want to thank them because that's where I went, and I hope that's where you're going to go if you're like, you know, scrambling through everything going, oh my God, I got to get this done. Let's play that commercial, and we want to thank them. They're part of our show as well. Thank you, Madison Tax Service.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Second, I'm going to show you something. And we're back. And
yes,
you know, we have
are.
Some other VIP guests that just walked in, and we're super excited. Maria, now you went to CVF Productions and you kind of see what we're doing. And we want to thank giftoftheheart.com because Andrew has a workshop over there, a real good film director with CVFProductions.com. If you're a model, actor, singer, dancer, comic, on Tuesdays, actually the next week, we're going to have open calls. I'd like you to come over and see what we do over there, Yvonne.
I will.
It's really cool. And so I'd like to know, would you ever be interested in being one of my reporters?
Sure.
You know, do you know what my reporters do?
No.
They are, right now, Alexia is in so many movies, and she's filming in Daytona Beach, and now they're too busy to do interviews, but that's what her dream was, to interview, you know, many, many people in the entertainment industry on red carpet events. We also had our new one, Madeline, Ellen's daughter, she was at the Cosma Film Festival on the red carpet, and we have Sunscreen Film Festival coming up. And I have a workshop April 22nd. So if you're a teenager or an adult that would like to take my workshop, you're actually going to get a real media ID. It's going to be great. We're going to have some VIP guests that you're going to interview in the house. And I'm going to put you on the spot. And I'm going to have you say, reporting for Hollywood Connections. All right. And I want you to come up with a question for me and Yvonne. So you can ask either one of us anything that you want to know. Okay, or your dad too. You can he can give you a little hint.
Okay,
so I want to say action 3, 2, 1, and you're gonna say reporting for Hollywood Connections. Can you do that? All right, action 3, 2, 1.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections. I just have one question. What date will most of these things be on?
Oh, you mean the show? Well, actually, you're live on the air right now. People are driving home. They're going to the beach to see the sunset. You're on the air now.
Oh.
So, and you're also getting the live video feed and the podcast, and that's really cool. So,
I think that he was talking about the dates that are going to come up.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
Oh, things that we're going to be doing?
Yeah, yes, that's what he was
thinking. Oh, okay. Well, actually, there's some fun things that are coming up that we are involved in. Jam Fest is coming up. We're excited about that. We're going to be at the event with a table and looking for talent.
Yes.
And we have the Seafood Festival in Dunedin coming up on the 24th and 25th, looking for talent with Tan Talk Radio. And we have so many other events that are coming up that we're super excited about to get our reporters in. And they're meeting celebrities. And, oh, the Christian Film Festival's coming up, Yvonne.
Okay.
That's in April as well. And there are over 200 film directors that are going to be there. And I'll be on the red carpet. It's just super exciting.
Can I come?
Yes.
On the red carpet?
You bet. We need you there. I want to stay all weekend. Seriously, I'm working on that. So we're excited about that. How are we doing on the phone calls, Peter?
Oh, we're doing good right now. There's no phone calls.
I know. He likes this. You know,
he likes it so we can talk.
Yeah, he's like, have your grandson come in town more often because your show is more calming today.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
No calls and just listening to you guys talk. So it's good.
Well, thank you.
It's good.
We're going to come back and switcheroo in a second. Did you have a question for Yvonne at all or Dad? Say, reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Reporting from Hollywood Connections.
Yvonne?
Yvonne?
Yes.
How long have you been in the industry of entertainment?
Since I'm 81 years old now.
My goodness.
And I've been doing this ever since I was 20. I've been doing something. Lots of times community theater, traveling around the country, doing poetry. I do poetry, and I do it. If you ask me to do something, I can even do it now.
Well, yeah. I would never ask a lady her age, but since you volunteered at 81, you realize you're about halfway there now.
Yes, I am. I was reading an article, and it said that we really are supposed to live to be about 120 if we take care of our bodies and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear it.
And exercise and stay active. That's what I do.
And what is your fun thing to do? What do you do to stay active, Yvonne? What is your fun thing
to do? I come here every Wednesday, Tan Talk Radio, 1340 AM on your AM dial.
I know. And 106.1 FM.
Yes.
And 104.3 FM as well.
Okay.
So we're on other FM channels. You know what my favorite thing is? I have to tell everybody this too. A shout out to Splash Harbor. Have you ever been there?
No.
It is over in Indian Rocks Beach. It is, Splash Harbor is an amazing water park. It has water slides and Splash Harbor. So we're going to give that information here in a little bit and tell you more. Lazy River. I'm a Lazy River person. I am the last person out of the Lazy River. Which is
You're a water person.
I am.
Yes, you
are. I am. So sounds good. In the meantime, I know that Peter is on the phone and we're going to come back. We want to thank you both for being here. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. And we'll let you know we can have you maybe as a reporter. Would that be something you really would like to maybe think about?
Yes.
Awesome.
And I want to just say keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful voice.
I agree.
And you're so cute.
Thank you.
Very talented family here.
Very
we want to thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Do you want to give your Facebook as well? Or anybody?
I'm old school. I don't.
Old school.
I don't.
You'll catch up.
I don't know much about
Just
Facebook.
Just stick around. You'll be okay.
That's okay.
Yes.
All right, Peter, let's go to Gene Anderson's music. We're going to play that full blast here. That is the Mr. Las Vegas. He was with the Funkadelics, and now he is rocking Vegas. And we're going to get him to call in pretty soon. And let's play his new song and rock it with Gene Anderson.
That's right, ladies. See that. express yourself. I'm asking you, girl, that you are willing to get ready, get set, come on, give it up, and break it down. Give it up, baby. Oh,
and we're back, and that's Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, and we actually, he is in Las Vegas. How do you like that music?
I love it. It makes you want to move.
I know. I know. And we wanted, and you know, Gene Anderson was with the Funkadelics.
Yes.
Do you know that he walked me down the aisle?
Yes, I know that.
Last year, and yes, he did. Yes, and people are asking for his autograph in our wedding chapel. And I'm like, Gene, it's my wedding. But we love him. And now we also have, do we want to introduce, and you are?
My name is Gisella Williams, reporting from
Hollywood.
Connections. And you're on five stations. People are driving to the beach and they're listening to you live on the radio right now. And introduce your mom. And Shelly is here.
My mom is Shelly Paris Williams. She is a self-care advocate, and here she is.
And say hello to everybody.
Hi, hello everyone. This is Shelly Paris Williams with The Womb Sanctuary, a sacred space for women to be seen, heard, and loved. Thank you so much for having us on today, Dawn.
I know. We're going to bring them back in a minute because I know we have another lady, and they're going to be with us for the next hour, too. Yeah. Can you stay here?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. We have Amy. She actually is a VIP guest. There's more about Amy than I want to talk about right now.
Okay.
And she works someplace that is really super cool. We're not going to talk about that yet because that's a hint, hint. And I listened to her music, and she is calling from South Florida. And Amy, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Are you watching us on the World Wide Web?
No, I'm actually, I wanted to make sure I had good reception, so I'm in my room and I don't have the computer in here.
That reminds me of that song, In My Room, you know, with the surfers.
Okay.
Remember Beach Boys? Love that song. I heard that on the Lazy River the other day. But anyways, we want to thank you, Amy, for calling. Now, tell us about the music that you sent me. We have two songs. And Peter, you have Amy's songs? And what one are we going to play first?
Make Me a Butterfly.
Oh.
Okay, Amy, we're going to play that song first.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back to learn more about you. We'll be right back. Listen to Amy's song.
Okay.
All right.
Me a butterfly, Lord, please.
And Amy, welcome back. And you wrote that song, correct?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow, beautiful. Yvonne, you have a question for Amy? Or what do you thought of the song?
I just think the song was gorgeous. It's just beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm actually an inspirational singer-songwriter. So
it's beautiful.
I try to write songs like that inspire, and that was, you know, out of my own life experiences. And you know, I used to travel into children's hospitals and sing for sick children. And I'm most of the people that like my music, I have like fans from all over that, you know, people that have had cancer. And so like, I'm inspired, you know, to uplift other people and bring them hope. So,
well, you know, I have to hook you up with Gift of the Heart with, we had John Schneider and, you know, Austin St. John, one of the original Power Rangers, and giftoftheheart.com. And I want you to connect with Andrew. He has his trailer out, and he's working on raising the money for his film right now. And if anybody has extra pocket change or, you know, want to donate, go to giftoftheheart.com and please donate to this movie because it is for children with cancer. And he's actually was on tour with that just a minute ago, which is great. Now, the song, the butterfly song that you just wrote, tell us what that song means to you.
It's from my first album, Beautiful Flower of Life, that was released in 2008. So I actually wrote that, believe it or not, I wrote that song. I was working at a job and I had some downtime, and just God gave me the song. I started writing the lyrics and the melody, and then I came together with a producer named Jim Wallman. But it just came, like, so fast. I didn't even, you know, when God gives me a song, it's something that he inspires in my heart. And it's now it's become my signature song. It's the most popular song. So even though it's an older song, everybody still loves it. I have people, you know, that tell me that it's gotten them through some of their darkest experiences. And I wanted to create a song about transformation and hope. And also, over 25 years ago, I overcame eating disorder anorexia. So, you know, that song could relate. You know, I've been free from that for years, but I have had a group of girls way back into MySpace. I mean, this is going back even before Facebook, that I would kind of be like a recovery buddy, and I would encourage them. And it was kind of a song that could be used for somebody with, you know, an addiction or an eating disorder as well. So it's kind of a universal song. Even though I'm an inspirational Christian singer, I have people of all different faiths that love the song, and that's what I'm about as an artist.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Now, the second song that you wrote is beautiful as well. And tell me about that song, because I have...
That song's on my new album. I released a healing meditation album in October of 2015. And there was a gentleman named Doug Hammer. He's a concert pianist out of Boston. And that's his original his piano CD. And I heard it, and I had worked with another producer that he worked with, and I called him up, and I said, God gave me lyrics to the song. And he said, well, my wife is battling cancer right now. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do anything with my music or have anybody else write on it. And then a year later, I get a phone call, and he says, Amy, would you like to write your lyrics and record it? And I totally forgot all about it. And I just, it was something that when I heard his piano music, it just hit me. And he originally was called Flying High, but we did a derivative copyright. And my entertainment lawyer just said, you know, you should change since you're doing a whole new derivative. So we changed it to Flying. But I actually wrote that song because my healing meditation album, I wrote to help people through stress. You know, in this society, everybody's stressed. So I wanted to write, and I envision like if somebody's maybe stressed out and they just feel like they want to fly away. Also, I sing for a lot of like funeral. I had a concert this past Friday, and it was in memory of a friend of mine, Phyllis, who just passed away from cancer. But, like, I also envision if somebody's in hospice, and it's just them and God, and they're ready to fly away. So that's kind of the vision I had for the song, just somebody with God, either, you know, getting ready to go to heaven, or maybe just at a state in their life where they just are so stressed out and just kind of wanting to fly away.
Well, you know, I want to dedicate this to the Dickinson family. Katarina was one of my mermaids. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, not mermaids, but she was, we're going to do some charter
with her.
And she was one of our top Hollywood, you know, reporter beauty queens that were out there. She was 20 years old.
Yes.
Was in a car crash about 2.5 weeks ago. And her mom and family and faith and her father, Jeff, This song is dedicated to you. I heard the song, and in my spirit, they when they hear this as well, they're going to know Katerina's more than fine.
Yes,
and you know, and they want, and she wants you to enjoy your life, and you know, and it is hard when because my parents are not here anymore, and they show up in my dreams. You know,
wow, I'm like touched.
Very special song. And let's dedicate this to Katerina Dickinson, one of our top reporters, to Lori. And Lori, this, I want to heal your heart. Heal your heart. Listen to this song. This is from Amy in South Florida. We are back, and Amy, wow, that is definitely an amazing song from the heart.
Yes.
Beautiful. And I hope that healed everybody that is having a, you know, an aching problem in their heart, in their life, in their soul, in their spirit, that God just heals that. In the name of Jesus, I say to you right now, because that is the most important thing that we're here on this earth for. You know, Yvonne?
Yeah.
People don't know. And And tell us more about who Amy is. What is Amy all about?
Oh, gosh, that's my passion, you know, to inspire others through my music and songs and encouragement. In my younger days, you struggle because I gave my life to the Lord about 20-some years ago, and then they put me up as a worship leader, and then, you struggle, like, what direction. But I'm so glad that I went with what God put in my heart, and I went in this direction because there's no more fulfilling feeling than, you know, using your gift that God's given you to make a difference. And I can't tell you, I could tell you hundreds of stories because I've traveled to children's hospitals and I have a heart for special needs. I wrote a song called God's Special Angel. I wrote for sick and handicapped children. So I have so many stories to share, but, it's just my passion. And I love like the simple things in life. Like I'm a thrift store girl. I love thrift store shopping.
Oh, so do I.
My fiance and I, we love to go to the beach. So I just want to make a difference. And as I get older, I realize, you know, I just want to do the work of God. You know, I don't really care about, you know, anything. And, you know, some important thing.
You know, that's true. A lot of people will pull you here and there in Hollywood. And, you know, the last week I was on the Lazy River and, you know, I just was thinking I had to be up about three places. And I was like, you know what? It's me time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put that on hold.
You have to have some time for yourself.
I did. And you have a question, Shelley, maybe for Amy?
Well, not necessarily a question, but I just want to thank you. You absolutely blessed me with that song, and I closed my eyes, and it took me away, and it's an ascension song, and it allowed all the cares to just fall away. So you are doing an amazing job.
Oh,
thank you for your gift. Thank you.
Amy, can you also give if you can give your website, your Facebook, any social media, they can get in touch with you.
Everywhere. My website is www.amybarbera.com, and that's AmyBarbera.com. And then, of course, on Facebook page, I have a fan page on Facebook. I have a Twitter page. I have a YouTube channel. I have everything. I'm going to be starting. I have everything except Instagram. I'm going to start that probably this week.
Okay.
But if you just Google Amy Barbera, everything. And my music is available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. I have 2 physical CDs. And then I have about 40 digital downloads. But, you know, then I have 2 real CDs, too, that people can purchase the physical CD, too.
Very cool. We have some people to connect you with as well. And in the meantime, stay on the line. Shelley, tell her what you do. Introduce yourself. Sure. We're going to the top of the hour, but you're going to stay with us for the next hour. We got some surprise guests calling in. And tell everybody, stay on the line, Amy. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Yes. So, hi. My name is Shelley Paris Williams with the Womb Sanctuary, a sacred space for women to be seen, heard, and loved. I am a self-care advocate and a sacred living lifestyle coach. So, you were talking right up my alley because it's definitely about letting people know the importance of refilling your joy cup, taking the time out, making sure that when we get in those difficult times, we are always going to get challenged, but to have amazing anchors to bring us back. And I do a lot of meditations with my clients, and I would definitely like to have your music to invite and share with my clients in our sessions. I was here in my seat, you know, with my eyes closed and just deep breathing. So it was beautiful.
Yes,
it was.
Oh, wow.
And then are you in Fort Lauderdale area?
I'm actually, I live in Wesley Chapel, which is right outside of Tampa. I used to live in South Florida some years ago. I'm going to be back down there in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I'm definitely going to look you up.
Yeah, and I want to look you up too, because maybe we could do something together.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Yes.
There's a reason why you're here and she's on the air.
Yes.
And there's more to this, Amy, that I want to talk more about it, but I know this is your passion, not your other job. This is your passion that you are so blessed with. And, you know, we want to thank you, Amy, so much for calling in and playing your music. It's been a blessing, and I hope that does heal Katarina, her parents' heart,
yes.
You know, very much so. Anyways, Amy, thank you so much, and we're going to go call you back after the show. I got some things to tell you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Love you guys.
A blessing. So anyways, it's a little bit different show tonight.
Yes.
You know?
Because I'm a supported living specialist. I work with the Mentally Challenged.
I know.
And I've been working with them since 1994, and I still work with them.
Well, you two need to talk. Yes. So yes. We've got about 7 minutes. Yvonne, ask her some more questions. I'm going to go get my other guest in here at the top of the hour, and I'll be right back and keep talking.
Right. Yes. I was interested in your daughter. That's your daughter back there.
This is mine.
What does she do in the entertainment?
I sing, act, and I model.
Okay. And you're interested in becoming one of the reporters?
Yes.
Yes. How long have you been doing all this singing and acting and modeling?
Well, I've been modeling since I was 7 or 8.
And how old are you now?
I'm 11.
Okay.
So I've been modeling since I was like 7 or 8, and I've been singing since I was 6 or 7.
You're very talented.
And yes. She actually surprised us at a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
She had a talent show, a third grade talent show.
Oh my God.
It was a performance, a third grade great performance. Okay. And she had a piece in a cappella, and everybody was like, we didn't know she had a voice. And we were like, we didn't know either.
Well, you know, I want to say something. Me and Shelly met, and this is a blessing and a half, from the Forbes Riley camp over there.
Oh, okay.
And we actually were at the 100kHandshake.com. Yes, and were you at the last one?
No, I was.
Yeah.
The one just this past week?
Right.
No, I was not able to attend, unfortunately. Had some family challenges.
And that's most important. I know. Yes. I did too with my grandson. Yeah. I told Forbes I couldn't get there. But the 100kHandshake.com. Please go sign up for the next one. It's coming up in a couple weeks here.
Right, April 1st and the 2nd is the next one.
Exactly.
Clearwater?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, St. Petersburg.
Right. Mm-hmm. But powerful time, amazing connections.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely. And transformation.
I sent Denise over there, Quincy's wife, and she called up because she needed some help volunteering. And I said, I've got somebody perfect for you. And God, just in my heart, I said, Denise, you need to go over by Forbes. And they connected. She said she had the time of her life with a women's conference that was over there. And so Denise has a shout out to Quincy, and she said, I learned so much to help Quincy.
Oh, good.
I know. And what did you learn from Forbes Riley when you were there? What touched your heart?
Wow. Well, I think the biggest thing that my takeaway was, for me personally, was the showing up and doing it afraid, and knowing that there were still areas in my life that I was shrinking. Mm-hmm. And I say that my comfort zone is, it had like a little elastic band that I was still stretching and thinking, oh my gosh, I was doing so much, but I knew that I had to rise a little bit higher and go a little bit deeper. So it was a powerful time for me to say, hey, Shelly, there's some things that you need to get the move on and stop playing
small. I feel
the
same way.
So,
I really do.
Yeah.
I feel that right now there's so many things going in my life. I'm not focusing on certain things that I really want to focus on.
Exactly. And it's easy to get distracted.
Yes.
And I think we do what's safe and comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Or what you're used to doing.
Right, exactly. And I say the story, funny story about that. When I was getting ready for the event that morning, Saturday morning, Friday, it was a 2-day event. Friday again was it was really powerful and challenging, and I went home with a lot of things on my mind, and I said the next day I'm going to show up and I'm going to talk some more, because I am a person, a lot of times I will go to events and I take some time to kind of absorb everything.
Yes.
I like to feel it first. So Saturday I was like, I'm there. And I was getting ready to head out, and I was looking for my socks.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And something in my head, I was like, nobody's going to see my socks.
Right.
Go ahead. So I put on mixed match socks, and I ran down there. And it so happened that I ended up having to show my mixed match socks.
Oh.
And one of the things was, no matter what, show up.
Yes,
that's it,
exactly.
At the end of the day.
Yes. And we at the top of the hour.
I know. We have 1 minute, and you're driving. Please join us. Actually, we're at the top of the hour.
Yes, we
Bye.
Are.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Stay tuned. Hollywood Connection.